Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Fred and I are keeping a little bit of a tally today because, I mean, every time I look at the television, Trump's up there doing something different. He had a media availability. I think he had one even before the Hegseth speech, right? And then the Hegseth speech, he followed that up. And then there was something else later in this morning. Are we at number four right now?
Pfizer.
The Pfizer announcement, right.
But this is the fourth one now.
And this is something on
childhood cancer.
Right. Dr. Oz is up there. I hadn't seen Dr. Oz in a while. He's all grayed out now, right? Did he dye his hair for a while? I think he did.
I think he did.
He looks his age now. Well, he's still dyeing the eyebrows, I think. Who knows? Anyway, so I mentioned I took this trip up to North City on Friday with my friend Pete Foley. Pete's just someone who's retired, really wants to do some things for the community, has been volunteering
with some
of the folks up there. And he reached out to me a couple of weeks ago. He says, Mark, if you haven't been up there, you need to go and you need to see this because it really, it's just sad. And it's also unusual because you'll see some homes that are unscathed right next to ones that have become rubble. And there's, you know, paperwork on every door, if there is a door, saying this is not safe to, you know, to be in here. So one of Pete's questions, and I don't know what the answer to this is because it's so complicated, but one of the questions is, if we don't do something here and get on top of this and try to rebuild these neighborhoods and give these people who live in the neighborhoods like a sense of purpose and ownership, this is going to stay that way. It's not going to change. You know, it could be a decades-long process. So, you know, I don't know what the answers are, but I wanted to invite Elliot Davis, retired Fox 2 investigative reporter, who is doing some great independent journalism work on Facebook right now. He's been really dialed into some of the recovery efforts in North County and North City. Elliot, how are you this afternoon? Thanks for coming back on with me. I appreciate it.
I'm doing good, Mark.
So, you know, what happens...
Old guy out here in the street.
Yeah, well, I like that you're out there. And that's why I took this trip myself in person, because sometimes I need to get out there in the streets and, you know, kind of see what's going on. And one thing that I didn't see, you know, so we're driving around several neighborhoods. You know what I didn't see on Friday morning? A whole lot of work being done. I mean, there were some isolated homes that have contractors. Maybe they had insurance. But in many of these situations, the homes, you know, were paid off. They didn't have insurance. You've seen some of the, you know, wrecked neighborhoods. What are some of the answers here, Elliot, moving forward? Because this could be something that St. Louis, and we already have our challenges with population and crime, et cetera. But I fear that if we don't get better leadership and a handle on this and maybe some money, that this is going to turn into a bigger problem.
The storm has been a disaster, and the response to the storm has also been a disaster. We have come really to almost a standstill. I'm not going to blame folk, although, you know, there are some, but in a number of ways, things didn't get done. The disaster declaration didn't get signed until almost 4 weeks after the storm hit, and FEMA couldn't come in until after that disaster declaration got going, which means the city did not have resources to help the people. The city wasn't prepared for it. Mayor Kara Spencer had a study done on the city's response. after the sirens that didn't work. And so people didn't have a warning. We started off bad. We started off terrible. A lot of people didn't even get a warning that that this tornado was coming because the sirens didn't work and the people didn't hit the buttons and all of that. And so Mayor Kara Spencer, and I think it was a law firm that she hired because she wanted a study, an investigation done, and she wanted transparency. And I have to applaud her for that. They did the investigation, no holds barred, and they said the response was abysmal, the response to the storm. Yeah. And you read that. And so everything had a snowball from that. The city was not ready for this thing. So the residents had to rely on private organizations like the St. Louis Urban League to get going. FEMA didn't come in until late. The city was hoping to get the Army Corps of Engineers going. That was taking a long time. They're just now getting going to get some funds as a result of work by Senator Eric Schmidt, I think $180 million, and FEMA's now agreed to kind of pay 75% of that to start tearing down some of these houses and haul away the debris. We don't even know if that's going to be enough. It's $1.7 billion. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. $1.7 billion in damage, up to $2 billion. People talk about the RAMS fund. Well, that's $290 million if you spend all the RAMS fund on the tornado. The state approved $100 million. FEMA has spent, about $48 million so far.
Yeah, it's still far away from the number, right? Yeah.
If you add all the money that they have available, and then FEMA's going to kick in another $180 million. Maybe you've got $450 million available from all of that stuff, right? But if you've got $2 billion worth of damage, you still got a long way to go.
Yeah. Did you now see? I mentioned this yesterday a little bit. I didn't really read from it. Did you see the Wall Street Journal piece on all this yesterday?
I actually read it.
Yeah, so let me just share this with the audience a little bit. They feature St. Louis, and we're not featured for good reasons nationally, typically. It says, minutes after a mile-wide tornado struck this city on an otherwise beautiful day this spring, Ally Rand heard her husband shout as he surveyed the devastation surrounding their Tony neighborhood of historical homes. Everything is gone, Rand remembers him saying. So they go through the details of the, you know, of the tornado, and they quote someone saying, I've never seen someone from FEMA out here on the streets. And then the article says, this is by design. St. Louis is a test case for the Trump administration's new policy of shifting more responsibility for natural disasters to states and cities. City officials and local residents who are still clearing rubble 4 months after the tornado said the experiment isn't going well. So I don't know, you know, what all is involved here. I don't really mind shifting some of the responsibility to the state and the local officials because maybe you have inefficiencies with FEMA. The problem is we see to be kind of in the the hole here in between what wasn't working and what might work in the future, and we're kind of becoming the victim here. So I don't know what more can be done, because if I hear your math, it sounds like we need another $1 billion, right?
Yeah, you can't do this in the middle of a crisis. You know, it's like the trying to repair the ship while it's sinking. You can't say wait until the middle of a crisis and say, okay, we're going to do some altogether different. A number of FEMA workers got laid off. A number of the budget cuts happened with FEMA. A lot of changes were happening. Just simple things, like there was a person that I used as my FEMA point man to get information. Now he can't talk anymore.
Really?
He's got to kick it. Yeah, he's got to. I call him actually again today, but I'd call him before. But I used to call him all the time. He'd be right there, Johnny on the spot. Now he can't talk. And so they're tightening the screws in Washington. That's impacting the people on the ground who've been doing a good job. North St. Louis looks like a war zone.
Yeah,
it looks
really
like
does.
A disaster area. Nothing really looks that much better than it did right after the storm hit. And I had just what you said. I had, and just what that article said, essentially I had one of the residents, I was out there in the field doing a Facebook on it, and they said it seems like everything has come to a screeching halt.
And part of that, part of that's because of the bureaucracy. Like, look, even in the journal article, they talk about this requirement that all spending of $100,000 or more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Has to go through this process of approval, and it involves dozens of layers of review. So I'm not sure what the answer is. You would hope that Senator Schmidt and Senator Hawley, and I think that they are working on trying to make this process go a little bit faster, but they're talking about, Elliot, $700 million just to clear the debris. That's kind of what I'm talking about. You can't get to a discussion about rebuilding or doing anything else until you clear out this debris, and we got to get that done, whether it takes a combination of private and public, but that has to be done.
And then what happens when you clear the debris? You got a big empty lot. So what, do you have one good house on the block and the rest is just one huge vacant lot? What's going to be built?
That's a great question. Yeah.
Are there any plans to build anything, to rebuild the neighborhood? They don't have the money for that. So maybe that one house got spared, but that means there'd only be one house on a three-block area. Because many times you go, and I've gone to these blocks where there is all the houses on the block are destroyed or nearly destroyed. And so what happens once you tear down all those houses? Then what do you got? Huge empty lot to match a lot of the other big empty lots in the city. And so there's no, I do think that the mayor is doing everything she can. I honestly believe that, and I'm not critical of what she's doing because I think she's doing everything she possibly can do. But I think a lot of the changes being made by the Trump administration in Washington, that's impacting the FEMA people on the ground, making their job so much harder, ultimately hurting the people here. Like, a lot of people didn't get anything from FEMA. Some people got lesser amounts, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. I mean, FEMA spent $48 million on this deal. They helped 9,000 households, but 15,000, that, for example, 15,000 home inspections, 9,000 people, 9,000 households got money, 15,000 home inspections. Well, what about the other 6,000? Yeah, right. Did they get anything? Nope.
Yeah, it's a mess. It is a mess, and it kind of was impressed upon me when I took that tour last week. But you stay on them. I don't blame the mayor either. I think she's in a tough position now with the bureaucracy. But I do hope that, you know, folks like Senator Hawley and Senator Schmidt and members of Congress are trying to push this forward to get us the help that we need. Elliot, great to hook up with you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Right, yep, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.